Hello and welcome back to the TTD, to Tani Talk Daf. This year we'll be talking Daf Lesson a Day in a few minutes away. We're on the last Amud, the last piece of Gemara, on the last aspect of Rosh Hashanah. Hadra Nalach, Baruch Hashem, we're finishing off Rosh Hashanah, moving over to Tanis. The Gemara says here at the end of Rosh Hashanah, when Ravin arrived in Bavel, he said in the name of Rav Yaakov Bar Edi, who said in the name of Rav Shimon Chasida, Rabbi Gamliel exempted only the people in the fields from the prayer obligation on the basis of the Shiach Sibra's recitation. What is the reason? It is because they are forced by their occupation to skip the prayer. But those who are in town are not exempted by the Shiach Sibra, since there's nothing preventing them from preparing their own prayers, as Rashi points out. Sometimes we have to realize that people are involved in many different things and they just don't always have the time to take care of things. We're rushing to do this, we're rushing to do that. We have to understand and be mindful of people's time and the people's place, the different things. Don't call people when their kids are fighting them at the dinner table. Don't call people when kids are fighting them to get into bedtime. Don't call people when they're rushing to get their kids to work and to school and they're rushing to get to work. Be mindful of people's times. Be mindful of people's things and how people are things. Even here, the Gemara talks about that to be mindful about people involved in their work and whatnot in relation to davening. So too, if your wife needs you, you can't be the first one to shul. You have to go a little bit later. You have to do zeho, talk with your rabbi about it, of course. But your wife really needs you. Hashem wants you to take care of your wife and wants you to take care of your kids. You can't leave your screaming kids to your wife just because you have to daven. You have to do what you can. Make sure to properly take care of your wife, properly take care of your husband, properly take care of your kids. Make sure to have the priorities straight as we talked about last time, but also make sure to be mindful of different aspects of life and how to go about your davening, how to go about your day, and making sure to count and incorporate all aspects of your day, all family and friends around you. Hadra Nalach, join us next time as we begin Gemara Tanis and Mirtz Hashem here on the TTD. And I'm your host, Tani.